then I came home, and we needed to change our situation over at our church where you've been.
Right.
And so, you know, and we quit taping down in Atlanta for a while because I felt I needed to be there at the church to get it going again because it was not holding up at that time. So I went in there for 3 years, and, you know, we got some things going. We did singings, which you were there.
Yep.
We fed 300 people, and 25 of us on Christmas Eve, and went and fed them. Donna plays. She plays out at their room at the inn all the time, you know, ever so often. And then I wrote my book, which I gave you a copy of.
Yeah, I got that right here.
So I thought of it. Yeah, it's...
Silk Suits and Raggedy Underwear.
It's about the Frost Brothers. And you see, today I came dressed.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I may have raggedy underwear on. You don't know. But back then, it was. I'm just making a statement. You know, you had to look nice, I thought. You dressed nice.
Sure.
Looked nice. But you weren't making any money to speak of, you know.
Right.
I remember one of the top people in the music business was talking to Johnny. And he was talking about Southern Gospel. And he tore off a piece of legal pad, and they told Johnny told me, but he said, that's the music business. And then he reached over and he got a little piece off the corner. He said, that's Southern Gospel.
Yeah,
you know, as far as Southern Gospel, I mean, that was our, you know, Blackwood Brothers is my Rolling Stones in the Statesman.
Right.
In fact, I watched them this morning in bed on the television, you know, YouTube.
Yeah.
That's about what, you know.
Well, we roll the clock up now. We're in 2023, and now you have Don Frost family and friends.
But this is the best story of all.
Tell me about it.
Oh. Of course, Barbara and I had been working together, you know, on all the other. Barbara was, you've met her.
Well, yes, I have.
My wife was, she and I were pretty powerful.
Right.
Together. We took that church. I knew we had to make a change there. So I had to give up what I was doing, you know, as far as taping the shows. You know. And we went to work there. And then had some things going on. And then after I wrote the book, that book right there.
This came out in, what, 2016?
Yeah, that was back. I had written that, and it was TCT, which is the fastest growing Christian network in America.
Right.
They had a thing here in town at that time, just, you know, they've got a different way of going about it now, but they had a station here. And I got invited to come in with the book. And so I went and they interviewed me and everything. And then Dottie Snow was there and her son, who was my people, that when I started the shooting television shows, when I first started, I went over to Jimmy Snow's place.
Right.
And Dottie was a jewel, her and her son, you know, and we did things that nobody had done with the lighting and all of that. And so I got to go. I'd been several places with the book, and so I went over there and talked to them. They said, and Dottie said, you need to go up to the home office in Illinois of TCT. And Judy Church is the vice president. And I knew that she was a big a friend of Jimmy Snow because he's still on TCT, you know, with the Bible and everything. He was very knowledgeable. And I said, okay. So I got it set up. And they invited me up there. I got there, and I was on one of their shows, and they interviewed me on the network. And when I got through, I said, I was Dennis Good. You may have known him, Dennis, a trombone player, Karen Taylor Good. Yeah. He had gone with me and drove me up there, helped me where I didn't have to drive myself. And I said, I was changing clothes, and I said, I want to talk to Judy Church. I want to talk to her. They said, yeah, that's fine. She's upstairs. So I went up there, and she and I hit it off. And I said, Judy, I knew, she said, I've heard your name a lot from Jimmy Snow and Dottie. And I said, I want a network. I deserve it. I put more people on and got them on TV than anybody in history. Nobody's close. It's been old. You'll start looking at the back of that book. You'll see hundreds that I've produced videos on. And I've still got them all enhanced and got them hundreds of great stuff.
From, right.
You know. And I even did one for Jack Green, and wait till you see him on my weekly shows, which will be on about 2 weeks starting. So, but I talked to her, and I said, I need a network. I've been doing this and, you know, buying time and all this forever. And I said, I would like to do, I've got things I want to do. What do I have to do? Well, get us some information, you know, and all of that. And but we talked. So I went and made a show with one of my groups, and I just went in and shot it down in Atlanta, where I was still going down and keeping everything, the other thing going. We didn't go every week, but we'd go down and put people on the show, and they played it at Channel 57. We weren't there forever.
Right.
So when I talked to Judy, and I sent her that to look at, and so then time went by, and I invited her to come to a Christmas party that I had for the groups. And so she came to Country Hills Golf Club. I had groups there from 20 states, paid their own way, and were there. We feed and have a great day, and everybody sings, and it was all you can get in there. And she was impressed. I had California, Arizona, Oklahoma, Texas, Virginia, West Virginia. I mean, and they come to be with me and Barbara. And that's impressive. I don't care who you are.
Right.
You know, that's impressive. So then we're getting there, and finally the pandemic comes, and she tells me, I told her, I said, the only way I can make it work, I'm going to have at least, you know, do, at that point we couldn't, wouldn't, we can do specials. I said, if we do specials, I'll give you something that you can't get. I will bring, you know, let me do that and get, help me out to get on. And I said, I'll do all the production. You ain't got to worry about it. I'll go get the groups. I'll do the production. And we'll have, and here's the shows. And you've got the content, and you've got something you don't have and nobody else has got. The best you never heard of. Well, that sound good. She didn't finally told me, said, I said, we can't tape now. I just found out it, you know. Everything's closed. We're just going to do the Troubadour Theater. Can't. Closed down. Everything's closed down. And she had told me, she said, all right. She said, listen, we're friends, you know, and great friends now. And she said, I've got it where you can do Christmas specials and things like that. So she said, you've got it. Whenever it is available, the way you can do it, you've got it. You've got your deal. So, Barbara died. You were there.
Yes, sir.
Funeral. That day at the funeral, I had a call from Bill Anderson Jr., who is our videographer right now. And he said, I think it's, he called me and extended his sympathy. And he said, by the way, he said, I think this summer that we might be, I think we're going to be open where we can start shooting again. I said, well, I've got a deal.
Right.
I've got broadcast 3 hours. But I told him, I said, I don't think I want to do it. I said, right now, I just don't think I want to do it. I said, you know, Barbara's and we're tight, and I'm going to miss her because we think alike. And I said, I can come up with something, start writing, and she'll come grab it. You can hear her going to town. And everybody loved her. I mean, you know, everybody loved her. So I don't think I want to do it, you know. So he said, okay. So I got home, and I got to thinking about it. I said, I have worked all of my life in 30 years with Music City Gospel and, you know, TV, never been on, to get here with a thing I can live with. And God opened the door, no question to my mind about it.
Right.
And I said, I cannot not do it. I don't know how to do it yet. But it's not going to be Music City Gospel Showcase. And I'm not going to play just... I thought about doing a show with just all of those videos that I've got by the hundreds. You know, from all those years.
Right.
And then I got to thinking, and the idea came. Hey, what's wrong with the way you've always done it? You know, do the videos. Become the person that it's your show and you got this... You make videos, they own the video, they become part, and you play, and it just keeps on. And you put them on national television, and nobody else is doing it or will do it. You know, everybody thinks they got to go get the biggest groups out there, and it's hard to keep that going. And the people that have altar calls are usually the people who are working it part-time. And I have a place in my heart for part-time singers.
I'll bet you do.
But I tell them, look, and they'll all tell you, go and interview any of them. He tells them, it's either Jesus first or I can't use you.
So now, you just got done doing all that tape. And how many shows have you taped and when did they start?
All right. The first one I did, she died in 21. So when I made my mind up, and I went out and got some groups together, and we taped, and the shows, the first 3 hours were on August 21st, 21. And as soon as we get, I started gathering up everything else, and then we did Christmas, 3 1-hour shows, specials. And I told her, I said, I'm getting a little tired, you know, because we're doing... When we went in, it was a good day's work. When you
all bad.
And you've got to do the dialogue and everything.
Sure.
You know, I told her, I said, I might need to rest a little while. She said, well, Dr. Koontz wants Easter. I said, he wants you to do Easter. And I said, well, he's got it.
Yeah.
So last year, we did that. We did 3 hour, three Easter shows. They played them all three of them, the week before Easter and then the week of Easter. And by the way, we've been on the last three Saturday afternoons with those three shows,
wow,
separate hours. And we'll probably run all the way through till Easter while we're waiting. Okay, so anyway, then I called her and I said, listen, I got to have something to do and I'm through. I get, you know, I said, what can I do a special on? And she said, you can do anything you want to. So you'd figure, she said, you don't have to not close down. Whatever do you want to do? What do you want to do? So anyway, I asked her, I said, can I do 4th of July? Yeah. How about Thanksgiving? Yeah. And another Christmas? Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I said, I'm full. And then it worked out, and I'll quit with this. And I said, what I really want, I told her, I want a weekly show. I want a weekly, every week, 30 minutes. Because they were wanting a big thing on Saturdays.
Right.
And they have music, Gaither's Own and some other. Shoot, man, we got, she called me, I came in, and she called me and told me, said, guess what? And she said, you got to call me. You got to call me. I'd been to a funeral of my nephew in Columbia. And I went to sleep and I got on the couch. And then when I started running my traps, Judy Church said, "You've got to call me. You've got to call me. It's urgent." And I thought, "Oh, Lord, what's, you know." So I called her. She said, "Guess what?" I said, "What?" She said, "You got your half hour every week."
Wow.
Every week.
So when does that start?
Well, it'll start. I started putting it together.
Right.
I've got 18 weeks right now, and they're finishing up editing. We will start, I think the first one will probably be the, they're going to tell me when this, the network's got everything in their hands.
Right.
It'll be, let's see, it'll be this week. I guess it's this, yeah, this week. This is, we'll know when to announce it, but I think it'll probably be the second Saturday in April.
Mm-hmm.
And then that, we've got enough to go all the way into, for 18 weeks. Then I'm going in April and shooting more groups that I've got already ready to go who want in. And then we'll do about 8 or 10 more weeks. And so I'll have about, you know, once they start, I don't have to be worrying about, you know, I've got them coming.
Right.
And they're going to, I'm going to be able to, if, you know, you want to know, everybody wants to know what's going on. And I thought about a newsletter now, and I thought, and I talked to them about having 30-second commercials, so we can keep up with. I can take a show that's 6-7 weeks old, but I can have what's right behind that show, what's going to happen that week.
You have really incorporated and brought your family into this show.
Yeah,
more so than in the past, right?
Well, absolutely, Don Frost, family and friends.
Right.
I respond, I mean, I'm not trying not to brag on myself. I respond to what conditions. If something comes up, I will figure it, I try to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? One of my artists, who is really great, she had about 100,000 views on YouTube on just a few days, you know. And she told me, she said it's one of the some so-called guy that's big, you know, in the, or trying to be. And he told her he was wanting to do another project for her. She said, "I'm with Don Frost." He said, "Well, he's old." And she said, "Yeah, but he does what he says he'll do." And said, he's out to reach lost souls. So when we shot shows the other day, see, I just can't let that go by.
Right.
I've got a handsome grandson over here on the right, 6'2", 3" Blade. They're all dressed like, and then I got Jed over here on the other side. We're doing the dialogue for all these shows.
Right.
And I mentioned it on TV. I didn't say the guy's name. He said, "I'm old." "How old are you, Blade?" He said, 20. "And how old are you, Jet?" He said, 24. "We're not so old right after all, are we?" And my son, Andy, he's right out here.
Right.
You know, counting down.
Well, he's your videographer. He's your, what's his position?
He's kind of a coordinator.
I knew he was involved, too, yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, that's my story, and I'll stick to it.
Mr. Frost, thank you so much for doing this, sir. It's an honor to speak with you. I'm so honored to spend this time with you, and thank you so much.
Well, it's been my pleasure, Bronson. And of course, you know, I told somebody the other day, they called me up and on the phone, and they can't get rid of me. You know what I'm saying? And I said, since Barbara's gone and I'm here by myself a lot, you know, if you call me, I'm going to talk to you a lot. But it's been a pleasure. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.